Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy, and may I have your first and last name, please?
Linda Smith.
Linda Smith.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. One moment, please, if you don't mind, so I can attempt to locate your account. I'll be right with you. And I'm still searching. I haven't forgotten about you. One moment.
Well, I just talked to a lady and she said they closed it, but
They closed your
I
account?
mean, yeah.
I still would be able
'Cause
to
I,
locate it.
okay.
Okay, Ms. Smith, I do have your account pulled up. And if you can verify for me, please, your email address and your shipping address.
The shipping is 3006 Homer Lane Road, Shawnee, Oklahoma, 74801. And what else did you want?
The email address.
LindaSmithHorses at gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. I do have your account pulled up. And I do show that you order, let's see, Gold Trim and the weight loss supplement. I do show that the account was canceled. Let's see, your account's been canceled
Because I
since
didn't
the
have the money.
27th of September.
I needed to be able to tell them that when I could have the money, I couldn't. Then once you try and draw it out and me not have money in it.
No, I understand.
So I've got some money and I want to order it again.
Oh, I see. I can direct you back to the website. We don't take orders over the phone.
That's what that other lady told me. And let me tell you what, I went to that www. Dot gobeyondnutrition.com. It's with hyphens in between go beyond and beyond nutrition. And it comes up and it's got just a picture on the screen and you can't do anything. It just sits there. You can't scroll up, scroll down. You can't do anything with it. Nothing. I even updated Chrome to make sure that it wasn't just
process.
Because it was an old Chrome, but I had just updated Chrome 4 months ago, but they already gave me a new update on it, but anyway, it's still the same thing.
Okay, and what is the website that you have?
www.go-beyond-nutrition.com.
Okay, let me see if I can pull it up. That's the website that we have also. I'll be right with you. So I did enter that website in the system, and let's see if it's going to let me order. Okay, no, I didn't have any problem. I was able to pull it right up.
I've done it several times, and it just goes to that picture where it says go beyond.
Oh, you know what? Okay. I did get a message that says, we are sorry, due to popular demand, our trial offer is currently unavailable for new orders. It sure does.
So what does that mean? I can't order it now?
Well, when you first signed up, you signed up for a trial. So now what I could do, I could reactivate the, I probably could reactivate your order, but you would first have to pay for the very first shipment that you received back in September. Because
I can pay for a new order, but I'm not going to pay for the old one.
No, I understand. See, when you first signed up on the 11th of September, we sent you a 30-day supply, and you only had 14 days to try this product. So the $5.97 that you initially paid, That was for shipping and handling. That wasn't the cost of the product.
I understand that, and I called and canceled it on
Correct. You canceled it on the 11th, it looks like, of September. But the only way that you would be able to order that same product through us, you would first have to pay for what you initially received in the trial, and then I would be able to, you know, I could provide you with a discount, but that would be the only way you would be able to order the same product that you previously had.
Well, I didn't have the money to pay for it. Does that sound like I have money to pay for the back order and another order at two?
No,
I don't.
I understand. I was just letting you know, the situation, that's all.
So is there some place I can go and just order new? I'd like to get, he told me I could order it at any time for, come, call back and order it at any time for $24.99 for one and $23.99 for the other one.
Okay, so it sounds like you were given a discount.
And $22.99.
Yes, it sounds like you were given a discount at that. That would be at about 75% off. So, I mean, I can reactivate the account and honor the 75% off, but you would first have to pay for what you initially received in the trial. And then I guess at a later date, you would, you know, you can call back to let us know when you want the next shipment to go out. But see, I would be reactivating your account, and you would receive the product every 30 to every 60 days with the 75% off.
How much
see,
is
our
the
program
product?
Is recurring. So you
how much is that. how much is the full price of one bottle of the keto?
Let me check for you. It's $99.94. And then the cleanse is $95.94. So you were given a 75% discount, you know, when you cancel the account.
I'm more than happy to pay the 75% discount today. That's what he told me I could do. Why would he tell me I could do that if I wasn't going to be able to do that?
Why would he tell you you would be able to come back as a customer and then be given a 75% discount on future orders? I don't know why. I mean, I do apologize. But that would be the only.
Well, that doesn't give me any.
Even if you were to order online, if there wasn't a problem with new orders, you would order a trial period anyway. And because you've already been on a trial with us once before, I don't even know if the order would have processed. Because it has you in a system as already participating in a trial.
So they're not going to let you order it at all?
Well, you can only order one trial per household.
I'm talking about order a order an order.
No.
At the 75% off.
Correct. No, they don't. The only way you would be able to get a 75% discount on the product is if you, you know, were on a recurring program, and then we would send you the product that way. But just to go to the website and be given a 75% discount, no, you wouldn't be able.
I mean,
to
I will
that.
Order it recurringly if you will give it to me at the 75% off.
Oh, no, I can honor the 75% off. You would first have to pay for the product that you first received in September.
At 75% off?
Correct.
You want me to pay you $24.99 plus $24.99 today?
Well, I mean, you don't have to pay it today, whenever it's convenient for you, but at some point before I can reactivate the account, you would have to pay for what you initially received back in September. And I would have to send this over to corporate, let them know that you want the account to be reactivated, you would tell me the date that you want to be billed at the 75% off. They would bill the account, and then you would let me also know when you would want your next shipment to go out. And then I would put all those updates in the system and forward it over to corporate.
Well, you actually sound like somebody that has some sense. Do you have an ID number?
No, I don't. But what I'll do is I'll notate the account with the information that we discussed. So in the event, if you didn't want to give me the information now, you wanted to think about it, you know, with the dates and all, I'll just make a notation that you'll give us a call back. But I'll notate the reason.
I want to do it all tonight. I want to tell you tonight that I'm going to pay the $24.95 and the $22.99
mm-hmm. okay.
for last month right now.
Okay.
And then I want to pay the I want to pay it again right now and have it shipped to me in 4 days or however how long it is.
Okay. So hold on for one
Can you do that? Can you do that tonight?
Mm-hmm. I can do that. What I would do is submit the information. Submit the request to corporate. Corporate would make the update, and then I'll provide them with all the information that you provide me with. Okay, so before, how much were you quoted?
I've got $24.99 and $22.99. Huh?
You said $24.99 and $22.99?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll make a notation of that. Hold on for one moment.
Is that the cheapest that they ever have it for?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. 75% off is the cheapest that we would go.
Well, what is 75% of $99.94?
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm assuming that's what it is because when you called in, that's what the representative gave you. But, I mean, I could figure it out. Hold on for a second. Let me go back to the screen and see how much the product is. Okay, so the keto is $99.94, and then the cleanse is $95.94. Okay, so let me pull my calculator up. Let's see. 99.94 times 75%. That is 74.95. Okay, hold on. Let me clear that. So then that would be 99.94 minus the 74.95, and that's 24.99. So whomever you spoke to, they gave you the correct figures. So that's correct. So it's 75% off. The $99.94 and the $95.94. So that is correct. So I'll put that information.
So it's and the other one's $22.99.
Correct. Okay, so let me look at my calendar. Hold on for one moment. Okay, so when do you want the $24.99 and the $22.99? You want that taken out today?
I want to get this started right now. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
So we'll set that up for today. And let's see, today's date is the 4th. Okay, 12/4. And then when do you want your next shipment to go out?
Now, I've already paid for the $4.95 for that, so we don't have to we don't have to pay for that again, right?
No, you don't have to pay the shipping again, no, because you've already paid the shipping. But now for your next shipment, you will have to pay the shipping costs plus the $22.99 and the $24.99.
Can you tell me this? Are people having more results with the Go Trim than they are the Go Keto?
Well, you know, they kind of work together. I know the cleanse is designed to rid your body of the antioxidants stored in the body fat, and then the keto, it's designed to boost your metabolism and curb your appetite. So
the Go Trim does what? The Go Trim is a cleanse.
Mm-hmm. And the keto is the one that curbs your appetite and boosts your metabolism.
Keto burns fat and
in the goat.
Keto burns fat. What did you say keto does?
It boosts your metabolism, so it burns the fat, and then it curbs your appetite. And then the other product, it cleanses your system of the antioxidants that are stored in the body fat.
It cleanses body fat.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt like I had probably more luck with the trim than I did the keto.
Okay. Well, I mean, you can try it for another 30 days, and if you still have the same results, you can always give us a call and we can close out one. And then keep the
okay.
other open. It's up to you.
Well, then if I go back and order it again, am I still going to have to pay the back month?
No, you're only paying the for the trial. So you don't have, say, for instance, you cancel and then you decide to come back again as a customer. No, you won't have to always continue to pay what you initially received in the trial.
Okay. Well, I'll try them both this time.
Okay. Now,
so
what
let's
day...
go ahead. I want to pay both of them today, and I would like to have them both. Well, let's say tomorrow you're going to ship them out.
Okay. So you want to pay for both of them today. Okay. Today is Friday. Corporate is, I don't know if they're going to look at it tomorrow, but definitely they should by Monday. So I would say with the pandemic and all and the holiday, we'll give it till next Saturday. If you haven't received the order by next Saturday, you can always give us a call. And then
what holiday?
Okay.
What holiday? Is there a holiday this month?
Well, no, Christmas is approaching, so, you know, the mail.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant there was another holiday
Monday. Okay, so I'll make a notation. Hold the line for one moment, if you don't mind, because there's a form that I have to complete, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. And what I'll do is periodically check in on you, just letting you know that I'm still making the updates, okay?
Okay. This other gal that I talked to just a few minutes ago, she said you couldn't do this at all for me. You could not take any information from me over the phone.
Really? Did you want her to place an order?
Yeah.
Well, see, I'm not really placing the order.
Order.
I'm going to let corporate reactivate the account. So we already have you in the system, so it's not like I have to take the information all over again. Maybe she just misunderstood, but I apologize. Now, the phone number that you're calling in.
I don't think she misunderstood. She didn't give it crap one way or the other. She didn't want to be here.
Oh, I apologize. We'll give her the benefit of the doubt. I do apologize, though. And what I'm doing now is just making sure I have all the correct information. Now, if they need to contact you, I doubt if they do, but just in case, I updated the information with the phone number that you're calling in from, and actually it's the same one that we already have on your account, 405-205-6500.
6500.
Correct. Okay. Hold on for one moment. And then, let's see. Is your email still the same, too?
Linda Smith Horses at Gmail.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Including all of this information.
You still got my credit card information?
Well, you know, we don't have the complete numbers. I know it's a Visa that ends in 2904. Is that the one you want to use? Expiration?
Yes.
August 22? Okay. Let's see. Okay, what I'm doing now is submitting the account number, so they'll make sure that they reactivate the correct account. And then I'll give them the product information too. Let's see. Okay.
It doesn't really seem fair that I'm having to pay for the trial, because if I had gone ahead and kept ordering it, I would have just paid the $24.99. And I mean,
well, if you would have tried to order online, you wouldn't have been given that discount at the 75% off. The only way you can get the discount is by calling in. So you wouldn't have been able to even place the order. Okay, so I'm making a notation. Please reactivate the account. One moment. And then I'm letting them know at the 75% off. Okay, and then I'm also going to let them know that you're going to pay for the trial first, and then you want to pay for your next shipment to go out. I'm being as specific as I can. That way it won't be any, you know, problems. They'll understand what I'm requesting. Okay, I'm notating you want to pay for the trial today, which is the 4th. And then customer wants to pay for the trial, 12/4, and the next shipment. Okay, I think I've updated all the information that I'll need. Hold on for one moment. Okay.
What is your name, anyway?
My name is Cindy.
Hey, Cindy, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. So what I did, I completed the information that I have to send over to corporate, and then I'm also placing the notation on the account as well. So if you have to call back in, the next representative that you speak to will know what I did. One moment.
Am I going to have an account number? Is it?
You're going to have the same account number. I'll provide you with it. One second.
Okay.
Okay, I'm almost done.
Okay. And then before we go, I want you to tell me how I'm supposed to take them for the best results.
Okay, let's see.
Have you used this stuff?
No, but you know my coworkers do, and they've had a lot of positive results. I know with, and it just depends on the person, because if you take the keto, you can either take it like right after breakfast, or you can take it before breakfast. I know some people can't take supplements on an empty stomach, so they'll eat first, and then they'll take the supplement. And then it curbs their appetite, where if they do eat lunch, it's not a big lunch like they normally would. But it just depends on the person.
I'm not eating 1,000 calories a day anyway.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's good.
Oh, my God, I need to lose 100 pounds.
Okay.
My gastro gal told me that I needed to eat more, that I had set my point set marker so low that You know, if I say I generally eat 600 calories a day, anything over 600 calories is it thinks it's got to hang on to.
Oh,
my body
okay.
does.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
So she says, if I want to lose weight, I'm going to have to eat more.
Right, and it's just small portions.
Oh, I don't eat. So I just started drinking those protein deals, those 30-gram protein drinks.
Mm-hmm.
I love that banana
Premier
protein.
Those are pretty good.
I love that. Go to Sam's and get it.
Mm-hmm, in bulk, and then it's cheaper buying it that way.
Yep.
Okay. Well, you are all set. I can provide you with your account number. Hold on for 1 second. Okay. Now, the account number is going to be, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. It's 24 D like David, 9900, D like David, C like Charles, and then the number 8. So everything on this account will remain the same. So now what we're doing, we're just waiting for corporate to reactivate your account. I'm going to see if they will. I was going to check to see if they could reach out to you to let you know it's been reactivated. But because of the volume of customers that we have, they probably won't be able to do that. But I did notate the account, and I was real specific. So what I suggest you do is call back next Friday, and then you just ask the representative that answers the line if they can tell if your account was reactivated. And
how about calling Thursday so they have an extra day before the weekend?
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be fine. And then once they pull up the account, because right now it's showing that it was canceled, but once the account is reactivated, that cancel notation should be off the account. So they should be able to tell if it's been reactivated. Just tell them to look in the lower left-hand corner of the screen, right up under orders.
Look right up under what?
I'm sorry.
Look right up under what?
Orders. Field for your order. It says orders, plural. And right up under that is your order ID number. And then under that it says canceled. So when your account is reactivated, it will show the order ID number, but cancel will no longer be there. So that would be the indication that the account has been reactivated.
Okay. I got all that noted.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Orders, then it says orders, under that's ID, and then it says canceled, and now then when it's cross canceled, it won't be there, then it's activated.
Right. Correct. And the cost of the product now and forever will be $24.99. That's for the keto, and the cleanse will be $22.99. So what will happen, you'll see 4 transactions. That will be another way you'll know the account is reactivated too. You'll see you'll see 4 transactions on your statement, 2 for $22.99, 2 for $24.99.
Okay. Okay. Now tell me how to take it. You said the keto.
So what you want to do, you want to take the keto in the morning. You can either take it on an empty stomach or you can take it after you've eaten breakfast. And then maybe wait an hour or two, and then you can take the cleanse. Now, remember the cleanse.
Ooh, wait a minute. In the morning on an empty stomach.
Well, you can take it on an empty stomach, or you can eat first and then take it. It just depends on the person.
Okay, if you take it an empty stomach, how long do you wait before you?
Before you eat? About an hour.
An hour.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I take 12, sometimes 14 pills in the morning.
Oh, okay. Well, that can be added to one, and then do you immediately eat?
It won't hurt to take them with all my other pills, you don't think?
No. It won't.
I mean, even though one of them is a major heavy water pill?
No. Well,
That makes you going to pee it all out?
It's going to make you go to the bathroom. So, well, maybe you want to wait. Wait till after you've used the bathroom.
I do that all morning long. With, I mean, these are...
So then after you've, I would say after you've used the bathroom, maybe the first time after you've taken a water pill, then you can eat and then take the keto. And then I say around lunchtime is when you, if you eat lunch, and you can wait for about an hour, and you can take the cleanse. Now, the cleanse, it usually...
Now, wait a minute. The cleanse, now, I'm sorry. After the water pills, wait an hour, and then take the keto.
Correct.
Okay, now then.
Okay.
Cutting for lunch?
And then for lunch, you want to take the cleanse. And then you want to stick around the house because sometimes it might make you go to the bathroom because, again... It's cleansing your body of the antioxidants that are stored in the body fat.
Okay, so then I take the trim before or after lunch?
You take it right after lunch.
And my lunch is drinking one of those deals.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And then wait maybe 15, 20 minutes, and then you can take the cleanse.
Or if I decide to eat a little lunch, wait an hour.
Mm-hmm. That would be fine too.
See, the man before was having me take the trim right before bedtime.
Mm-hmm. Now, did it make you go to the bathroom?
Lord, I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
I take morphine, oxycontin, codeine, and every day. So I take laxative every day. So I couldn't tell you which is which.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now you say you've got all my Visa card there, so you got all you need.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have all the information that we need, and then.
But
I would
you
just...
said you only have the last four of the card.
Right. That's the
only thing
I can...
They've got the rest of it there at the office.
Exactly.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
That's just for security, you know, reasons.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, then.
Okay.
Well, all right. Well, Cindy, I appreciate you so very much.
No problem. Glad I was able to
help. I wish that everybody would get together on instructions on how to take this stuff. I mean,
they might not have known. I do apologize.
I mean, I've taken other that's similar,
mm-hmm.
and nobody ever has the same ideas on how you're supposed to take it.
Right, and again, it just depends
from different
on the
companies.
Mm-hmm. Because I can tell you to take it one way, you take it that way, and you might not see the results. And then we tell you to take it on an empty stomach. So it just depends.
Maybe taking it on an empty stomach might work better sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Correct.
I'll try a couple of weeks one way and a couple of weeks another, and I'll get this figured out.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to get some back surgery done. I've been waiting all year to get this back surgery, and the COVID has just screwed
just
me up.
Everything. Well, stay encouraged, and good luck on your weight loss goal as well.
Okay. Well, thank you. And you
welcome.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Okay, you too. And thank you for calling customer care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.